Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, you're all very welcome. The people I thought wouldn't be here today. Okay, Grace, Joy, and Christina. I thought you had gone to the village. Hallelujah. Yes, good to see all of you. Mwina, good to see you. How old are you now? 18. Wow. The guy is an adult. Hey. Glory be to God. He said, so that boy when he was very young. Hallelujah. Yes, Alana's friend. This is your second time, isn't it? Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. Again, remind your neighbor that we start at 10:30. All right? Glory be to God. The worship team, we start at 9, what? Yeah, the rest of you, we start at what? At 10:30. Hallelujah. And because we start at 10:30, it means we're supposed to be here before 10:30. Glory be to God. We're supposed to be what? Here before 10:30. Glory be to God. It's good manners to keep time. Hallelujah. It's good what? Yeah, it is not only good manners, but it is also godly. It is also what? Godly to keep time. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, if you don't keep time, especially with God, it just means that you don't respect Him. Hallelujah. You know, very often, actions speak louder than what? Than words. Please, say after me. You know the thing. Actions do what? Speak louder than words. Hallelujah. So not keeping time with God, okay, you've just told Him exactly what you think about Him. Hallelujah. All right? Even if you come and you sing what? We glorify your name. But your actions have said the truth. Hallelujah. Now, there's not keeping time for good reasons. You understand? Yeah, that is understandable. Sometime this year, I was late. Was it this year? Who is my PA? Anyway, sometime this year, I was late for the first time in ages. But it was for a good one. Yeah. If you don't want to be late for an appointment, okay, always, you're better early than being late. Okay? I remember Andrew's wedding. Andrew's wedding was somewhere in Makere. What's that place? Makere. Omuntu Awansi, that church. In Amman. UCC. Omuntu Awansi. Yeah. You know, we are so many Abantu Bawansi, so it is part of, yeah. Yes, the inner man, Omuntu, yeah, it's Makere Nasana, Ichikoni, Makere Ichikoni, yeah. So because I didn't want to be late, okay, for my friend Andrew's wedding, okay, and I didn't know how the traffic around there is. I remember I stay, that time we were shifted to Nsasa, had we? When Chiwatule. COVID, when which was today. So because I didn't know, you know, the traffic, and I was like, man, you know, I reached there, I think 1 hour in advance. Glory be to God. And I parked there, everything I needed to do, which I would have done home, which could have gotten me late, I did it in the car. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So since that time, there's some people who call me father of the groom. Okay? Father of the what? Of the groom. Glory be to God. It's good manners to keep time. Hallelujah. Okay? Don't be like your president. Don't be like what? Don't be like Museveni. Hallelujah. Be like the former prime minister, the late Nsibambi. Glory be to God. Regarding keeping time, don't be like your president. I was told that there are some investors, there's a big-time investor who some years ago came to the country and was going to meet the president. And they agreed the time. Okay? And the guy was there, I think even before time, waiting for the time so they can meet. And the president was nowhere to be seen. Do you know what the guy did? The guy just drove to Entebbe, got on the plane, and drove and what? Flew away. Because he had other things to do. He had the what? And Uganda missed. But I was told that years later, I think he came back this year. You understand? So the president thought he can make everyone wait. And the guy is like, this guy is what? Hallelujah. The same chap who used to be in LAT, he was going to wait. So anyway, he wanted to tell me about his girlfriend. Okay? Anyway, his fiancée whom he had gotten. So we agreed that we meet at what? At 5:30. Okay? So towards 5:30, and so for me, I was there way before time. Okay? But I knew that I'm going to teach this guy a lesson today. Hallelujah. Okay? You know, people have to be taught lessons. Okay? If you love them. So I waited. Okay? Meanwhile, I'm looking at my watch. Okay? And now it clocked. I think it was 5:30. The moment it clocked 5:30, like this, I got up, entered my car, and drove home. Okay? 10 minutes later, the guy who calls me. See, that, hey, by the way, I am on my way. Okay? I told him, I assured him that you're very unserious. Glory be to God. Okay? So you see, now he's calling me 10 minutes after the time we have. You understand? That is very unserious. Hallelujah. I told him, you're very unserious. Glory. Now, that is the same guy who at his wedding will be there. You know, the churches will give you a refund. Eh? If you keep time back, some guy dying. Now, that's the same guy who will be there before what? The service, so that he can get back his money. Or maybe so that he didn't know his wife, his what? You know, eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We've been singing this song for 10 years, keeping time. Okay? Yeah, so let's give a big hand clap to people like Lydia and the husband, of course. Who else? The worship team, of course. For you, don't need to be what? For you, you are. But I wonder if... If it wasn't for worship team, I wonder if you'd keep time. Glory be to God. Yes, eh? We give a big hammer to the sockets. They now keep time. Okay. But in the beginning, they never used to. Back in the day. Yeah. Hallelujah. Who else? Who? Olive. Yeah. A big hammer to Olive. Yeah. Even Rachel never used to keep time back in the day. Yeah, so we're not giving our what? Hey. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. But that is on a light note. Okay? What I've said is on a what? On a light note. Glory be to God. But Bambi, be good to God. Eh? Okay? The Bible says that those who honor me, I will honor. Okay, and those who lightly esteem me, I'll also lightly esteem. Okay? Keeping time, especially for God appointments, is one of the ways that you honor God. or that you show that you honor him. Glory be to God. Catherine Kuhlman used to say that if you mean business with God, God will also mean business with you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't be typical Ugandans or Africans. You say we shall meet at 11. In the guy's mind, okay, yeah, for those who are not so bad, it means that any time before midday, because it is still 11, 11:15, 11:20, 11:30, it is still 11. You understand? Eh? Now, those are the ones who are not so bad. Glory. So don't be like that. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What else did I want to say? Yeah, the sound was very good. Eh? Let's give a big hand clap to Ronnie. Yeah. Wasn't it good? Oh, it was. Yeah, but it was good. Maybe not excellent, but good. Hallelujah. Eh? Oh, yeah. Anyway, for me, it was good. Hallelujah. Yes, all my friends who are here, you're very welcome. Can I begin to mention my friends? Hallelujah. I mentioned one of them already, Andrew. But Andrew and I were very good friends. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, my friends. Yeah, Bob. Where's my friend Bob? He's not here, eh? Because I see his wife, yeah. Hallelujah. There's a friend of mine who's not here, Alan. Okay, please, we check on him on my behalf. Yeah, glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, glory be to God. Let us open Exodus. 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 Hallelujah. Yeah. Keeping time, don't be like my mother, my dear mother. Okay? There's something she hates me reminding her, you know. Not actually reminding, but telling her about, you know. Anyway, Exodus chapter what? Chapter 3 from verse 13. Okay? Remember now God encounters Moses and he tells him to go to Egypt, okay, to deliver the children of Israel. So the Bible says that then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they said to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Okay? We have skipped verse 14, so we're at verse 15. Okay, so God answers Moses and says that, thus shall you say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. All right? So what is the Lord's name according to this verse? The Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever. So what is his name? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you knew the answer, anyway, if you had kept times, some service, you would have known what? But you missed when what? Yeah, but anyway, what is God's name? What is God's name? Alana, what is God's name? Okay. Anyway, who knows God's name? Okay, you leave this verse alone. Who knows God's name? Huh? Okay, who doesn't know God's name? Okay, Grace Joy, what is God's name? Yahweh. Okay, is that right? Yes, it's right. Oh, Jehovah. All right? In that verse, in this verse, that is the word translated as capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. You understand? There's some versions which actually write, like instead of Lord, they will write Yahweh. Like the New Living Translation, then a version you had once. Okay? So God's name is the Lord, is Yahweh or Jehovah. Okay, so God tells Moses, okay? Oh, Moses asks the Lord that, what is your name? Bagenda Kumbuza. Hallelujah. Okay, and God says, my name is Yahweh or Jehovah. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, today we are going to talk about Jesus, and we're going to remind ourselves that Jesus is God. Jesus is Yahweh. Hallelujah. Okay, as that slide shows, amen. Jesus is God, Yahweh, God, Jehovah. It is important to really know Jesus as God. Hallelujah. Very important, because if you know him as God, all right, or if you always remind yourself that he is God, then you will treat him as such. Hallelujah. It is true that if you're born again, Jesus is your brother. Okay? But more than that, but most importantly, he is God. He is God. He is Yahweh. Okay? Jesus is Jehovah. Glory be to God. Okay? And this is so important, especially for us who were supposed to take Christ to the nations. We really have to know this person that we're taking to the nations so that we know who we are talking about and we represent him as such. Very, very important. Glory be to God. Okay, Jesus is God. And his name is Yahweh. His name is Jehovah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, by the way, when you know this, you realize that Allah and your God are two different people. You understand? Eh? So you won't fall for the lie that you and your Muslim friends and whoever, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who gave him a phone call on my behalf? Yeah? Glory be to God. Yeah, that's a guy who is my friend, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, and you get to understand that Allah and God, okay, the God of Christians, are different gods. Different what? Hallelujah. You ask a Muslim, what is God's name? You know, eh? He'll tell you Allah, what, you know, eh? Hallelujah. But you see, anyway, this is very important. Okay? Now, also, the Muslims say that they believe in Jesus. Eh? Isa, eh? Nabi Isa. Hmm? Yeah, in fact, Nemu Quran Mwali, you know, eh? Glory be to God. But if you understand that this Jesus is God, then you understand that the Jesus of the Quran is a different Jesus. So you won't fall for that lie. Because for them, they don't consider him as God. Do you understand? They don't even believe that he died on the cross. Did you know that? They don't believe that. This silver waluo yamufili in his place. They don't believe that he died on the cross. Now, those are very key things. Jesus is God and he died on the cross. Very final, very key. Anyone who denies those, just know they are talking about another Jesus. Glory be to God. And so you shouldn't have really as far as spiritual fellowship is concerned, you shouldn't have that fellowship with them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yesterday, there was an event at the airstrip, I think. Interreligious family day. Something like that. To be honest, they're going to see it again. I don't know what is making Olive so happy. Glory be to God. Civite Gera. One day I want to meet, maybe one day I should meet Serada and he explains to me how that stuff operates. Interreligious family day. How Christayo, Navasilamu, Muriamu, fellow, you understand? Civite Gera, like, I don't understand. Who understands those things? Yeah, but maybe it has a purpose, which is okay. But for me, to be honest, I don't click that stuff. I don't know why you don't do your family day about Christayo, Eyamwe. Never in a row, never call it. Yeah, you understand? And it can be on the same day, but different venues. Yes, I don't click that stuff. You see, now, those are the things that eventually cause people to get deceived that we are one, we are worshiping the same God. Glory be to God. Okay, so these things are very important. Very what? Very important, people. Hallelujah. So Jesus is God and his name is Yahweh. Glory be to God. Okay? So we're going to see, to really remind ourselves, amen, from the Bible, that Jesus is what? Is God. He's Yahweh. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to remind ourselves. I hope you won't be bored of this. You shouldn't be bored when they're talking about your God. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, number one. According to the Bible, okay, according to what? To the Bible, Jesus is Yahweh, the Creator. Hallelujah. Jesus is who? Yahweh, Jesus is God, Yahweh, we call Yahweh or Jehovah, the Creator. Okay, he's the one who created the world and everything in it. Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, says that this is a history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that who? Yahweh God made the earth and the heavens. Okay? So who created the heavens and the earth? Yahweh, okay? God, okay? And his name is Yahweh. Now, let's see Colossians chapter 1 from verse 15. Speaking about Jesus, Paul says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created. Hallelujah. By him all things were created. But we saw in Genesis that it is God, Lord, Yahweh, who created the heavens and the earth. Now, Colossians is saying us that by Jesus, all things were created. Okay? So this means, or this shows us that Jesus indeed is God. He is Lord, he is Yahweh, who created the heavens and the earth and everything that is in them, the heavens and the earth. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Mwine, Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Jesus is what? Jesus is God. Okay? Hallelujah. He created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus is also Yahweh, God Yahweh, who came in the flesh. Okay? Jehovah came to earth in the flesh. Glory be to God. These things might sound simple to you, but they are very profound. If you're worshiping a Jesus who is not God, you're worshiping another Jesus. Hallelujah. Do you know that there are people who can preach another Jesus? It's there in the scriptures. People who are preaching another Jesus. But he come and tell you Jesus. Eh? Jesus of Nazareth. You quiz them properly. You realize, man, it is another Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jehovah's Witnesses. Okay? Jesus is not God. Huh? Hallelujah. Jesus is not God, man. So by January, what, you know? Watchtower. You know those books? Oh, man, those books look nice, man. Are they still there? Ah, they man look nice, man. Do a picture of the garden, man, you know. Gamuria or more fruits. Ay, 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 ay. Just that picture alone, man, you know, eh? Okay? You already, with a degree, grabbed. Okay? Then about Tanikako. Do you know, by the way, that they don't believe that there is hell? Hmm? Hey, the sinners, I think, you just disappear. Hey, sinners just, why you, I don't know, any, you are annihilated. You just cease to be. Hallelujah. Very dangerous thing. Hey. Glory be to God. Anyway, yeah, this Jesus that you worship is what? Is God, Yahweh. And we had better let our hearts be firmly established in this truth. Glory be to God. Especially for people who stay in Dubai. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And those who want to go to Dubai. Okay? Those who want to go to America, I advise you, you had better not go to that country unless the Lord has sent you there. You don't listen to us elders. Ah, you mean. You had better not go to that country unless God has sent you there. I'm telling you, that country, this United States of America, it is only for those who have been called there. You understand? Okay? Close to 20 years ago, when I first went there, okay, I saw sin. Now, prior to that, remember, I'd been here. Okay, I was born here. I grew up here. So I used to think, like especially our young girls. Remember, I was a young man. So I used to look at our ladies. And I thought, man, these girls are sinners. Okay, though they used to dress, bari mu kanisa na ye, engre jibaze mu kanisa, biba kolanga amaze kanisa, biba watchinga. You understand? Eh? I was on campus, I had a Muslim roommate, Abu Baker. Okay? The girls were within the fellowship. My sisters in the Lord were running after Abu Baker, man. And he used to come when I'm there in the room with him, man. And he sister Wangi. So cutting, and even there are, I used to think boys have a Bible and chicks have their own Bible. Baby, like. And then now I went to the United States of America. Now, before I went, one of my bosses, a white, you know, a white American, a lady. She told her that, Moses, you're going to the States, but you're going to see things that you've never seen. Okay? Which was, I think, a Christianish, you know? And so I went there, man. Okay? 1 week down the road, I was like, man, Ugandan girls, they are holy. I'm telling you, to this day, when I look at my... Okay, now remember, this is close to 20 years ago. Kati simani chiri yo, mababa deyo owe. Where is Elizabeth? She went to the... you understand? Who was there recently? Have you been there? Eh? When was that? Last year, this year? March. Eh? Man, eh? These are the things which don't excite me about going to the States. Because that's the picture of what I'm going to see. You understand? Eh? The last time I was there, I think it was the last time I was there. Yeah. And you see, we just copy and paste. What are they called? They have a name. Whatever they are called, please don't buy, you know. Eh? Now, the house where we're staying in, there was this family which was hosting us. Okay? And they are daughter man. Okay? And you know, eh? Okay? Sam, you know, eh? And I'm supposed to stay in that house for I don't know how long. Now, the memory of going back to our house, I what? Go to that? You know, eh? Because remember, only visitor, no kubo mweto, you know, eh? Man, a prisoner, man. Can't run from evil. You are in the house. Run where? You understand? You know, eh? And it was now you see the girls try, you know, eh? You know, that is immorality. And by the way, you had better be careful. You might end up in hell. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, while I was there at school, I was in Berkeley, so every Thursday I had to go to San Francisco, the hospital. San Francisco General what? Hospital, eh? To meet my boss. Every what? Now, that was the worst day of the week for me because I had to get on the bus. Okay? Bus to go to San Francisco. Now, I would leave at lunchtime, get on the bus. And now at lunchtime, okay, the children, the school kids are going back home. So they get onto the same bus. Kids, what? Teenagers. You guys, what used to happen on that bus? I'm telling you, you had better go to that country if the Lord has sent you there. On the bus and Malik. You know, eh? I can't even tell you what used to happen on that bus. Now, Budiku Thursday undiko bus for like 10 months. You understand? Okay? What you're seeing here, eh? Man, eh? Hey, man, Ugandans are so holy. I'm telling you the truth. Ugandans truly holy. Glory be to God. Eh, na ye, but you take again the reze, tuja ukuzikirira, ukuzikirira, it's right? Kuzikirira, unava America. We shall perish like the Americans, you understand? There's someone who said, I think it is the Seventh Day Adventist, who said, mwe, abalokole, muja ukuzikirira, unava Catholic. What they, you don't believe their thing, eh? Mwena mwena. Mwena kuzikira nabo because of Sabbath. But that's another story, amen? But you, okay? Yeah, young people here, eh? Okay? Better go to that country if the Lord has what? Has called you there. If you choose to visit, yeah, you go. But these things of staying... Okay? These things of staying. Okay? The lecturers, professors, man. Okay? And they used to get, you know, anyway, yeah. Man, that place. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But having said that, there are also many Christians there. Okay, but it seems like, I don't know. Yeah, either the salt is not salty enough. Because bambalanga batali balokole. Kati, you know, eh? Bala baby into baby munga, you know, eh? What they watch, the movies they talk about. The balokole are also waiting to know who won the Oscars. Can you imagine? Non-believers and believers are waiting. It's in January or in December. And you're going to win Oscars. Then we have to say, the are at work. Abalokole na abatali balokole. And you are winning the Oscar. But those who are talking about dirty movies, the Jesus movie has never won an Oscar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Murio momo Oscars. Stupidity, you know, evil. Glory be to God. I hope I'll get Mwine to, like, want to puke when he hears that word Oscars. Okay, evil man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Okay? You should say, Pastor, you're doing a good job. Hallelujah. Then you come and give me a seed. There's a powerful sermon I preached here one day. I think it was last year. Then Joanne said, after his service, she told me, Pastor, that sermon, I have to give you a seed. To this day. I'm waiting. In fact, I reminded her on Friday. I was like, Joanne, my seed. You remember the sermon I preached and you told me what? Then he said, Pastor, it is coming. It is coming. Glory be to God. So now Jesus is a what? By him all things were created. And we saw that it is Yahweh who created. So Jesus is the one who created. So Jesus is God, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, then I also told you that Jesus is Yahweh who came in the flesh. Okay? Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Okay? It is not Christmas, but we're going to read this. For unto us a child is what? Born. Unto us a son is given. Remember, it's not Christmas, okay? This scripture is read on Christmas. Okay? Was supposed to be read on Christmas. Okay? Like those people, you tell them that, man, why are you playing what? Those dirty songs, like you're in a restaurant. Why are you playing those dirty songs? Then they tell you, but it is not Sunday. Yeah, this is a nyimba. What are nyimba za Sunday? What are nyimba za what? After Sunday. I hope you don't do those things. Muri ne nyimba za church, then ne nyimba za after church. Okay? What's your name again? Eh? Tiffany A. Please, only have God songs. Yeah, hallelujah. This secular music thing is really on my heart. Because I don't understand how Emulokole can really, like especially they watch and look at the videos of those songs and watch song one, song two. I don't understand how that one happens. It is evidently evil. Evidently evil. Okay? In fact, what is there is worse than what is in America. You know what I mean, eh? Hallelujah. So I don't understand. These songs are evidently evil. And then you find parents are watching them with their children. Tewali, you know, there's a saying in Uganda that what? Alaba yaswala. You know that? Yeah? Who know? Eh? Let me find out who knows that saying. Anyway, you know that saying? Alaba yaswala, like you see, and you're the one who gets embarrassed. Na ye osanga family amaso kulutimbe bona. Like, how, and you see, and then, so what are you teaching your kids? Like, it's okay to dress like that. Newe, bobo ya galo kufoka, a musician. Inawe, you know, eh? Who was in Enge, Uyambalenga, your daughter, Nemutula. I think sometimes you find father, tata, Nemualawe. You know, eh? Okay? Recently, we have a friend of ours in the States, okay? He sent me, like a testimony, okay? We have a group. Testimony. Now, apparently, yeah, there's a, anyway, he sent me a link of the testimony, you know? Testimony, Uganda, testimony. There's this young man, I think he was like 15, was 16, a Ugandan, okay? His dad was already in the States, and I think he joined the father during COVID, eh, or after, or just before. So they are in California. Now, this young man had gotten, like, he wanted, or he wants to do music, okay? Like high school, uni, eh? So he had applied to many universities in the States. And you know how many universities were calling him. The guy, like, scholarships, like, free, come. Man. Yes, and I think that link was a CNN link. Eh? As in, man, universities were, like, they gave him, like, money, like, come. Free on the house. So now the guy was spoiled for choice. Okay? So he's going to do music. So he was talking about what he's going to do, like over what. But the music he's talking about, like the people he esteems, eh? Or his role models, Beyonce, you know, eh? You know, Najida, Nagambira, Biasiba Mweka, Alina Sidiani, Udividia, eh? Whatever, those, you know, eh? Now, this guy, our saved friend, sends me a testimony. Testimony, man. Uganda, man. Look at your child. Eh? What you, the whole of America wants him. You know, eh? I was like, now, you know. You see, sometimes I want to be nice. But there are some times when it is so much stupidity, eh? That you're like, you can't just let it go. Like, especially if someone is your friend, you're like, okay, Jeremiah, eh? You know, he's doing you. So I wrote back to the guy. My wife kept quiet because I think she didn't want what? Tagala alabaha kati, since they are Moses' friends, let Moses be the one to what? Yeah, bandetera. So I wrote back. I was like, this is. You know, like I trust it. Hallelujah. At their wedding, okay, went for their wedding, and the wedding was of God, okay? But it was like most weddings of Balokole in Uganda. Secular music. Now, there was a guy there who was attended, a Brazilian who's now an American with his Brazilian wife. And while I was at school, he had also become my friend. But saved. It was called Jesse. Okay? His dad was Jewish. So anyway, at the wedding, do you remember, by the way, that couple? Okay? And so we talked with them. Then at a certain point, you know, we moved out and then we began to talk. Because remember, our Brazil man, really serious. You remember that national team that won the World Cup in 90 what? Then when they won, you know, they all removed their shirts. And their shirt was, oh, Jesus. Okay? And from that time, that stuff was banned. FIFA didn't allow that anymore. From that time. But they can do whatever. No Christians, you don't. And so, Brazilians, yeah. So anyway, so we talked. Then, I think I'm the one who began the conversation that about this music. Then, man, they say, yeah. Hey, then the chick told me in Brazil, like, we shall just come to the States, okay? So, she was also like, when she got in America, she got a shock of her life. Okay? But Christian, she thought, I mean, but brother, you know, sisters, she told her, man, the Christianity here in America. Okay? Hallelujah. You see, we need to be the salt and the light. There should be a distinction. Guy like a mulokole. Guy like a mulokole. But you don't know they are watching. Guy like a mulokole. That girl must be saved. Hallelujah. Okay, but no, you get shocked when someone tells you that they are saved. You're like, really? Oh, wow. Praise God. Okay. Yeah. When I was there at school, okay, you know, I'd just been there for why, man. Then now, remember, we go to the same church. Okay? Go to the same church. Okay? So, five of them, whatever, they organize a movie night. So we're going to go to one of their homes and watch a movie. Can't see the movie, But anyway, hey, Moses, come on, you know. So we're together, okay? Chicks, guys, movie. Man. Then you got a movie. You're like, what? I thought we did in Nava locally. Even to be about the movie, dirty. So I excused myself. And I was like, God, what brought me here? I didn't inquire of you before I came. But remember, you're supposed to be there the whole night, man. Hey! So nengen and nfuna went to la in the house. Nen no nya what to read. Nenfuna ka magazine, nembelanga. Then Jeremiah come and say, you know, why are you here? Like, come, no? Then I told him as my friend, okay, we're at his home, and the one who took me. Then I told him, you know, I can't watch what people, what you guys are watching. It's dirty. Then the guy assured me that is self-righteousness. Self-righteousness, holier than thou. I've just seen the saga of Kulava. I was the evil person. Now, that's America for you. Okay? Hey, then there was another day. Dinner on a cruise, It's called a cruise, is it? Hey, dinner on a ship crew, Hey, so I used to see those things in Uganda, LTV, Who are here in the days of LTV? So I used to see John Hagee, dinner on a cruise, pay amen, do you know, Mugawa kwaku ship, ngamuria dino. So now at my church, okay, the second church I got, yeah, so they announced one day, dinner, you know, I was like, kana kaki sa. Sit there, Uganda, and got psychology. Bino Bimba then there was TV. So I paid. Then I went to Yahweh. Remember, now it is a Christian group. Munamuna Muli, Muvaku Kanisa. You're Muvaku Kanisa. Hale Munamuli Balokole. You remember the Ethiopian girl I told you years ago? Christine. Anyway, so. Then, time for now, dancing. Man, eh? Time for dancing. I'm telling you. Anyway, mom again, but better go to that country if you've been called there. And I don't know what Rachel's brother is going through. Hallelujah. Amen? But let us be serious. You know, the world is perishing. People are going to hell. And you're supposed to be the light, Bambi, eh? To get them on track. You understand? But if you're like them, then you can't help them. Okay? Hallelujah. You can't help them. They can't listen to your testimony. In fact, you even fear to speak Jesus. Because you know, eh? In fact, they're better known to know that I'm born again. Because they're going to laugh. Hallelujah. Let us be the light. Hallelujah. Let us be the light. Let us be the salt. Glory be to God. Amen? I know you're not learning anything, but I hope you're picking with something. There's nothing to learn from me. You know these things. Amen? And so, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. So this is talking about Jesus, isn't it? And it continues and says that, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Hallelujah. Have you seen that? The child, Jesus, he's going to his name, Mighty God. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. Father. Okay? Mighty God, Father, Jehovah. Okay? Jehovah is coming in the flesh. Glory be to God. That's why when he came, okay, at one point he said that if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Glory be to God. Jesus is God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? Tiffany, yeah. Are you the Kenyan? No. Okay, there's a Kenyan, I think she used to come with Vanessa, eh? Yeah. Glory be to God. Okay? Young people are the best to grab at this stage, man. Because we want to akulu, you know. Yeah, they say what? Bakaka, eh? Bajilacha? Bakaka nyale mitima, eh? Eh? Emitima jakaluba, eh? So the best grow, you know, yeah, get them. Because, in fact, they are the ones even who the devil wants. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen? The winners of this generation. Hallelujah. Mwina, I hope you know what your name means. Glory to God. Amen. So now, where are we? So we are finished. Isaiah what? But how come I'm not seeing it here? Okay, now, Colossians chapter 1, verse 19 says that, okay, in NIV, it says that, for God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in Jesus. So when Jesus came, all the fullness of the Godhead was in him. Okay? In fact, I like the book, some book by Rick Joyner, When God Walked the Earth. Okay? The people who read it here years ago, do you remember that book, When God Walked the Earth? Rachel, if you still have a copy of that book, eh? We circulate it to the email, eh? Powerful book, When God Walked the Earth. Hallelujah. Man, that book, eh, is awesome. You should read it. Glory be to God. Anyway, Jesus, when he came in the flesh, he was God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Okay? Do you know who John the Baptist prepared the way for? He prepared the way for Jesus. But the Bible actually says that he prepared the way for Jehovah. Glory be to God. Amen? All these things are to prove to you that Jesus was God and Jesus is God, Jehovah. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 3, from verse 1. It says that in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he, okay, this is he, okay, this John is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for who?" Okay? Prepare the way for who? Move them in class. All right? Prepare the way for Yahweh. John the Baptist was preparing the way for Yahweh, Jehovah, God. Hallelujah. Okay? Hallelujah. One of the things that this message we should achieve is to help you now to read certain passages of the scripture in their proper context. And then you see Jesus, you see God in the person of Jesus. Glory be to God.
Okay. Hallelujah.
He came to prepare the way for Jehovah, God, the Creator. Hallelujah. Amen. Guess who was crucified? Okay. Glory. Okay. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7. So this is God the Father speaking. He says that, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd." Okay? So the sword is for killing, okay? "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion." Okay, that word companion also means relation. It also means associate. Okay? So God the Father, okay, had a relation, had an associate. Okay? Who we know, of course, as God the Son. So he says, "Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who's my companion." Says who? Says Yahweh. Okay? Then, to assure you that he's talking about Jesus, he says that, "Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered." You remember? Jesus quoted that verse when he was telling them that, you apostles, you disciples, you're going to betray me. Okay, then say, because strike the shepherd and the sheep will scatter. Okay, so who is who the sword is drawn against? Who? Against the Father's companion, okay? Who we know as Jesus. Okay, now let us read Zechariah chapter 12. Okay, Zechariah chapter 12 from verse 9. Okay? It says that it shall be, of course this is in the last days, okay? "It shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I'll pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me whom they what?" They will look on who? Okay? Yahweh is speaking and say that they will look on me, who they pierced. Okay? But Zechariah 13 said, the sword is against my companion. Glory be to God. But now he's saying they will look on me. Me who's speaking, Yahweh. Glory be to God. So who was crucified? Yeah, we were crucified. Jesus is God. Was God and is still God. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen?
Yes. Once again, this is meant to achieve, to help us to see Jesus in his true sense, true light. Okay? So when you talk about Jesus, we know that we're talking about God, the Almighty God. Glory be to God. And not just when we talk about him, but when it should help us to relate with him with that understanding. That we're not dealing with some, like the Muslims say, Nabi. Yes, he was a prophet. Okay, but this prophet was God. Hallelujah. It will help us to take him more seriously, to give him the honor, okay, the honor that he truly deserves, because he's God. Glory be to God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They will look on me. The person who's speaking is God the Father. But then said, they will look on me, who they pierced. Okay, but we all know it was Jesus was who pierced. Hallelujah. As it says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. It says that, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. Hallelujah. Okay, this is Jesus. But God the Father is saying that it was me who was pierced. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, according to Revelation chapter 1, okay, we're going to read from verse 10. Okay? Hallelujah. First of all, Isaiah chapter 44 verse 6 says that, thus says who? Yahweh, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, okay, the Lord of hosts. By the way, okay, notice here it says that Yahweh, the King of what? Of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The King of Israel. Hallelujah. Okay, if you have opinions about Israel, you had better make sure that they are Yahweh's opinions. Okay? Tread very carefully when it comes to Israel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hmm? Amen? Yeah, its king is who? Is Yahweh, is God. And then it says that, I am the first and the last. So who is the first and the last? Yahweh. God, Yahweh is the first and the last. Now, Revelation chapter 1, from verse 10. It says that, I, John, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Now, I understand that the Lord's day is Sunday. Okay, the Lord's day is what? Sunday. Sunday is when Jesus resurrected. Okay, and apparently that's why the early, the church at that time began to meet on Sunday to celebrate the resurrection. Glory be to God. So it says, I was on the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Okay? Now, Alpha is Greek. Omega is Greek. Okay? So, basically, it is saying, I'm the first and the last. As it says in the words that follow thereafter. Okay? Omega is the Z. Okay? For your own what? Hallelujah. Which causes me to wonder why some children are named Omega? Huh? Maybe they're just saying Jesus, God is the last. I don't know. Huh? Maybe the couple had failed to conceive Bambi for years. Hmm? And they were like, Jesus, God has the last word. Hmm? Then umwana wa weyaja, the last word, God has the final say. Neva mtuma, Omega. What do you think? Eh? Yeah? Glory be. Simani, but I've just thought about it. Glory be to God. Amen. Any, Jesus says, any, so a voice tells John that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Now, when you read downwards, it will show you that this was Jesus. Okay? Verse 12 says that then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the feet, and gathered about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last." Glory be to God. But he told Isaiah, okay, Jehovah told Isaiah that I am the first and the last. Jesus here tells John, I am the first and the last. Again, that proves that Jesus is what? Is God, Yahweh, Jehovah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He is the first and the last. And just in case you meet some fool and say, you know, that's not Jesus. Okay, read the next verse. It says that, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I live forevermore. Glory be to God. Who was dead and lives forevermore? Jesus. He is the first and the last. Okay? Because he's Jehovah, the first and the last. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry if there's someone who came here and you want me to tell you about your car that you're going to get. Hallelujah. The breakthrough you're going to get. Okay? Hallelujah. You're going to get the breakthrough. You're going to get the car. You're going to get whatever. Amen? However, this, in fact, it is this that will cause you to get those things. When you rightly esteem the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. In fact, there's something you might not ask, you know. God might just give you a blank check. Okay? When you rightly know how to honor the Lord. You remember Solomon honored the Lord. You know, Solomon knew who he was dealing with before some chicks messed him up. Some American girls. Okay? Some poor American chicks, man. Messed up the guy. Okay? Then you went and what, you know? Okay? But before that, man, he gave a sacrifice. That man, God was, in quotes, blown away. Hallelujah. Then he appeared to Solomon at night, okay, in a dream, and asked him, "What do you want?" Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What do you want? Hallelujah. Amen? Now, one of the things I was thinking about on Friday is that there is I hope you guys in LAT, I hope you don't miss or you don't lose. There's this thing called giving, you know. What is it called? Okay, like when, anyway, yeah, you know, anyway, sacrificial giving. Okay, now, because we ran away from a cult, okay, which emphasized that truth, okay, now there's a danger of us going to the other extreme. Eh? If we're not already there, by the way. Ngakati, if you are giving now, when you hear giving, why give a sacrificial seed? Okay? You just see a man, the devil, who's speaking to you. Do you understand? Eh? So there's a danger, okay? The truth, like Rick Joyner said, the truth is always in the middle of the road. Okay? So there's a possibility that we ran from one extreme and we went to the other extreme. Okay? And if that happened, then it is working to our disadvantage. Glory be to God. Okay? This thought came to me on Friday. Okay? And so, yeah, we had better be careful. Hallelujah. We had better be what? Careful. Eh? Glory be to God. This is just a thing that has come, as I was talking about, with Solomon, which also is a thought that has just come. But then Solomon offered to the Lord, I think there were 1,000 burnt offerings, whichever now, but God was blown away. And it's like he appeared to him, Jehovah, okay? Jesus, okay? Appeared to Solomon and said, what do you want? Ask. You understand? Ask. Glory be to God. Amen? There's some things which God will give you, okay? But you didn't ask for them, okay? But because you have touched his heart in a special way, you've honored him in a special way, okay? And that happens, especially when you know who you're dealing with. You're not dealing with your boyfriend, you know, you're not dealing with your brother, your kid bro, or your big bro, you know. Hallelujah. But you're dealing with God, Yahweh. Okay? He offered unto God a what? Hallelujah. I heard of a lady. Okay? This lady, I think, was in her 50s or something like that. Okay? And she wanted a child. Okay? This story, I heard it on Friday. She wanted a child. She had gotten a child, I think, when she was in her 40s. Either 30, anyway, whatever, like her firstborn. Then she tried to get another child, nothing. Okay? Then 13 years later, I was told, she, I think, sold her car, got the money, and gave it to God. Hallelujah. Like as a seed, believing, you know, God for another child. Okay? And the rest is history. The woman got a child. Hallelujah. Okay? So, let us not, let us not throw the baby with the water, you know. These things are very serious. Very, very what? Very serious. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Very, very what? Very, very serious. Okay? Okay, chunze okubanga what? Ngatwa itao. You understand? Try it out because believe it or not, it was all fake. Okay? Most of what we had was true. Okay? But at a certain point, the truth was what? Yes, was used to someone's advantage. But it was the truth. Do you understand? It was the truth. Glory be to God. It was the truth. Hallelujah. Hey. Glory to God. It was the what? It was the truth. Amen? Because it is in the Bible. It's in the book. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I, for one, okay, let me speak for me. I, for one, No one, okay, can ever get me from that truth. Hallelujah. Absolutely no one can get me from that truth. Okay? Because I know, first of all, I had an audible voice when I was at university about giving. Then I gave, then, you see, God giving you things you didn't ask for. Okay? Then, you know, I get married. Then a dream comes. God says, I want to bless your child for what you did because of giving. Okay, I tell this story. I got married. I had nothing. Okay? Catherine Kuhlman used to say that I had nothing. Okay? I was born with nothing. I even didn't have hair on my head. You know, I had nothing. But one day I said, wonderful Jesus, I have nothing to give you but my love. Glory be to God. Anyway, I also, when I was getting married, I had nothing. Nothing. But I had nothing. I had nothing, but I'd worked for. I began to work when I was like 26. Huh? Okay? 26, 202. So I got married how many years later? 8. Eh? So I'd worked for 8 years. It's a math, right? Okay? But I had nothing. I had absolutely nothing. I'd worked for 8 years. I had nothing. I was staying in my mother's house because I'm not leaving my mother's house. Okay, this lady is helping me. She cooks for me dinner. Okay? She tells the maids to wash my clothes, man. Cutting and day, and I rent. Man, I'm just going to die. And I might end up in sin, man. Because Deva Solo Okubaza. Glory be to God. But if you're, like, if your parents haven't kicked you out of the house, there's no reason why you should leave. You understand? Then I was like, I get 400,000. Then I pay rent. I pay rent. Sente, first of all, nandwa deko mama wange. Kangina ziwa Sam Haji who has apartments. I was like, ain't happening. Meanwhile, you know, I mean, I was like, I can't even give away that money. Instead of paying rent, I refuse. I'm not what? Ain't leaving this place. Glory be to God. So anyway, I was giving away money. I had not giving away what? Money. Okay? My wedding was on Saturday. I think I left on Thursday. Because now my best man took me to his house in Munyonyo. Come, let's go, what? So that I can talk to you, give you counsel, what? Wedding night, you know, eh? Nantwala, you know, eh? Then it's from there that I appeared at church. Hallelujah. But now, this is not a doctrine, okay? There's no chapter and verse. If you want to leave home, you leave home. It's not evil, eh? But if you don't have to, as in, glory be to God. Amen. So I gave her, you know, then now God says unto bless your child. Then later another child, the same thing. Okay? Most of you know that story. It's in the book. Now, having seen that and other things that have happened since then, and then the promises, glory be to God. Governor, be you. By the way, I'm not saying I'm going to become the governor, okay? This was a spiritual thing, a mantle. I have that promise. You understand? Now, how can I stop giving? You understand? How? I have tested, I have seen. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, eh? Hallelujah. Hey, please, don't. Temuitao. Glory be to God. And this thing I think is worse. Well, I don't know. But it seems like the more money you get, the more. And I don't know. Maybe I should just study. Banyaba got a PhD. Musurokula okola was studying research. you know, when people get more money, it seems like percentage-wise, they are giving, what? So don't be like that. Glory be to God. There's money I'm waiting for. Glory be to God. This money has to come because God, what? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I want to be the greatest giver in the world. Okay? And by the way, right now, I could be. I might be. Not I could be, but I might be. You never know, eh? Sam is laughing, say, oh, happy. But God's things, man. I'm the greatest what? Hey. Hallelujah. Huh? You know, eh? But please, eh? Don't neglect this thing. Glory be to God. Don't do what? Neglect this thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Especially what will help you will be the realization of who Jesus actually is. He is God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus is God, is Jehovah. Okay? Jehovah. And remember, by the way, he is Jehovah Jireh. He will provide for your needs. You understand? When you give, you won't die. Hallelujah. If you're to die, man, you die giving. Hallelujah. You enter heaven. And the angels meet you, say, man, we have never seen anything like that. A guy died giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But you had better be careful, eh? Because they might send you back to the earth. Say, man, go back. We need you. You're an man. We can't have it, you know. Please go back. Because we need you down there. Hallelujah. So be careful. Hallelujah. You might know. They might send you back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Just take time and speak to the Father in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. We thank you, Father. Glorify your Son in this place. Glorify your Son in our midst. Glorify Jesus in our lives. Let Jesus be glorified in our families. In the name of Jesus. Father, glorify your Son. May Jesus be glorified in our church. May he be lifted up, for he is God. He is God, and when he's lifted up, he will draw all peoples to himself. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you, Father. We honor you. We honor Jesus. We honor the Son. Hallelujah. For he's our all in all. In him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. We glorify you.
Glorify your name.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.